Deva
Yoni.
Deva
Deva Kanya.
And those that are eternal Nitya. So amongst the
we have something discussed about 5 or 6 days before all this.
Who? Someone else?
In our more compound.
In our class.
Can I read to you what I have, what is written here? Aoutiki.
Ajautaki. Jautaki. Jautaki not?
First
Jautaki.
Ayotaki.
Then Ajautaki.
Ayotaki.
In a group and not in a
those group. Those who are sincerely following the regulative practices of devotional service with love for Krishna and yearn to become his gopi associates take birth at various times one by one or in groups of 2 or 3 in the land of Raja. These Ayotiki gopis may be divided into 2 groups. Prachina and Nava. Prachina gopis, after engaging in devotional service for long time, the Prachina gopis take birth in the same area where the Lord's eternal dear liberated gopis have come. Nava gopis have a relatively short time spent in devotional practices. The Nava gopis take birth in the wombs of human, demigoddess, or other mothers, and then after that birth, they are able to take birth as gopis in the land of Raja. So I want to know about this second group, Nava gopis. Why first they take birth in the womb of human or demigoddess, and then later on take another birth?
It may be, it not may be. If you are practicing and only we want to be the maid servant of Kishori Radhika ji, we don't want anything, only that thing. Krishna come, will come. He say, what do you want? I want to be Radha Dasi. I want to be Rupanjari Gassi. No. You should be the servants of what? No gopi?
No.
Deva Kanya or anything. Any gopi is not gopi. Sadhak meant that it is very durlabh to get Kishori of Srimati Radhika. Why should he not take this post? Then he takes that post. Then Krishna gives him.
Next.
But these are chains.
Steps.
But very slowly. And those who go direct, they don't, quotes and quotes, left and left, what can go. But I will be only that. Not less than that. So much greed. Then they will have your jan in jyoti. And there they will have association with Nitya Siddha. And they accordingly go to Rasa and every Leela.
Krishna Chakravarti Thakur has given very good explanation in the 10th canto.
That thing we have discussed very early. Very good thing. And that is very, very important.
Brahma Samhita, I have also given one to Krishna.
Very good. We have one, I am telling of that. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Tika, we have discussed here.
It's enough. तीव्र
विरह ताप भूता शुभा That is, there are two slopes near that, and he's...
About the different types of gopis.
And this should be taken. Jigosami has also given, but this is very...
Jiva Goswami has given slightly different explanations. What number is that? Text?
Number
10.
8 and 9. Yeah, 8 and 9. This is Shloka Vishnu, what he has clearly written all this. He has also cleared his there that in Jautaki. In Jautaki, the munis of Dandakaranya, so many, they were practicing from before for Krishna in Gopal Mantra. And they, but their practices came to low degree. But when they saram, they at once arose in high degree. They don't wanted or prayed Ram to be Pati. They were only praying that Krishna may or Pati. And Ram certainly knew and gave them. They came to Braja as a gopi next time. In these gopis, there were two kinds of gopis. One who easily gave the association of Nitya Siddha. By the grace of Yogamaya, they went easily to Rasa. But those who have children and affection for children, those who have been associated with their husband, they could not go and they have no association. But they have heard the Krishna pastime. So they have some eager to get Krishna and to go to Ras. But their husbands
stop them.
And they were separated from their Gunmaya Deha, not living there, this body, taking with their body. Only Gunmaya Bhav was that Bandhan were all cut off. What Bandhan? He is my son, he is my child. He is my pati, husband, he is my everything. All connection, all affections were cut off. These are called bandhan. And they at once went to Krishna. Will you take water? Aap log lenge?
Chakravarti Thakur says that the milk dried up in their breath. They no longer were any more the same.
The thing is here that Bhru went with his physical body to Bhru Aloha. But it is stated in Narad Upakhyan that leaving his physical body, he went to Vaikuntha. A sadhak is doing bhakti. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, sei kale krishna tare kare atma sam, sei deha tar kare siddhanandamay. Have you read this one?
Probably, but I don't
know. Sei deha tar kare siddhanandamay. When a man takes initiation of Gopal mantra, Kamagasi, or any mantra from Gurudev, at that time, Krishna tare kare atma sam. Krishna does this sadhak, those who have taken diksha, to his equal. Equal means chinmay. Krishna is chinmay, and he makes them chinmay, but not physical body. What is the use of doing this? But automatically, when Krishna diksha comes, and by the association and mercy, gradually, this body's gunmay bhav goes indirectly, not by seeing, and gradually, chinmay bhav comes. At last, we don't see bhakta deh becomes whole chinmay, but he has to left it anyhow, whether anyone can see or not, because this will not be.
So when we say Dhruva went back with his body, it doesn't mean this body.
In this body. In the in a dusron ki drishti mein.
Second.
Others vision. Sadharan. There was no sadhar. They thought that with this body, physical body he is going. But actually it was not.
Pandavas
also. In Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Kirtan Pad, we see always this. Material is here and physical body is here and immortal. Krishna Sevav Payogi, Sarir Se Ko Chala Jata Hai.
So, I think we will stop now. We all have to every day go back at a certain time. He is staying at our room, just Radha Damodar room, but we must make offerings. So we're all. So maybe we will at this time stop each day. Now that you know what we want, perhaps you could, like tomorrow, we could do.
You come prepared.
We are prepared, but supposing there's no question.
Then you should tell the subject,
okay,
and we will discuss.
Okay.
Some points should be
key topics.
Key topics. And then we will discuss about it.
So tomorrow we'll do the next chapter.
Okay.
Yeah, in chapter
33.
We can outline the subject matter.
We can make note of the most important topic. Maybe that's a tough question. And we may come 9:15. No problem?
No.
9 is a little hard. 9:15, I think.
In the meantime, one day I want to be in Vrindavan, Roshana from the beginning.
So when you are there, can we come there? Or better not?
In evening, I can return.
No, but we can go there.
Yes.
We can see you there.
Yeah.
That is also very nice. Wherever you are, we will go.
I will tell you that tomorrow.
Here. Tomorrow you are here.
Tomorrow we are here.
It's very difficult. But when you get the association of devotees, it becomes easier. So I was experiencing when you're telling us the pastime, it's much more visible in our minds. It becomes much easier to see in this association. But myself?
All this grace of your Gurudev and my Gurudev. If you have not met, nothing was done. We were in hell, but Gurudev took us from hell, and he has spent in Mathura, Vrindavan, and given so beautiful things. So we were. For all time you are really indebted to them and our Guru Parampara also. If Rupa Goswami is not there, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada was not, maybe. At first we are not thinking about their mercy. But now we feel their mercy.
By reading the words of the Acharyas, one feels very much their mercy. One feels as if one is maintained by them.
Certainly. Are you to kuch dena peda?
Worshippers of Radharani, they feel a sense of exclusivity where they only concern with Radharani, to the point where Raghunath Das Goswami, in one of his prayers, I don't know exactly where, but he says, I don't even care about Krishna. I only care about Krishna because he's related with Radharani, but all I really care about is Radharani. So our question, or this question was, if you could explain or talk something about the feeling of the followers of Radhadasyam, how they feel exclusively concerned with Radharani.
He wants to hear.
I want to hear your own.
Justin, you explained that Lalita and Vishakha and Sri Rupa Manjari are so much satisfied to be with Srimati Radhika that their only interest is like that. And when Krishna approaches, if Krishna approaches Rupa Manjari, she immediately says, Radhe, Radhe. So she feels, simply she becomes absorbed in seeing and being with Srimati Radharani. And she experiences Krishna through Srimati Radharani, not directly.
Kamanu sambandhanu, you know?
Yes.
The meaning of kamanu, want Krishna. That is commandment. as gopis. So every gopi, every Radhanuga, Madhurya Bhakta, wants Krishna, no doubt. But secondary, no phal bhog kamana. I want to meet Krishna. It is a bhog, kind of bhog. So they never want. So they want to be sakhi, sevika of Srimati Radhika. And Radhika gives opportunity to meet them. So Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishnu Sekhavati Thakur, and all Rupanuga Vaishnavas want to serve Srimati Radhika, but there will not arise question that they don't want Krishna. By Radhika, in Anugatya Radhika, they want to serve both Radha and Krishna both.
But true Radhika.
True Radhika. Sometimes neglecting Krishna and supporting Radhika makes Krishna more
pleasing.
So that is the idea of Radhanuga Vaishnava. Understand? Clear? So the answer is also clear.
Now, we have a question from Naveen. Yesterday he brought up one question about the describe how there were there's 96 varieties of heroes, and one third Dwarka, one third Mathura, and one third Vrindavan. Now, where is, and out of those, it is Pati and Upapati relationship. So what are the examples of Upapati in Mathura and Upapati in Dwarka?
Kubja.
Kubja is Samanya. So it does not come in the line of Swaki or Parki. Only Samanya. Samanya means not a Vishesha Rasa. We don't want the happiness of Krishna.
Some personal desires there.
But he does not want any another person. So it has counted in our samanya. Only for this virtue.
So then, now his question is, where is the example of Upapati in Mathura and Dwarka?
And Pati in Vrindavan.
And where is the example of Pati?
Pati, Krishna is Pati of Satyabhama Rukmini. But the wives of other Jadavas who are newly married, if they see Krishna, they want to meet Krishna. So, Krishna is Pati.
Mathura.
That means he did not actually.
Mathura and Dwarka has been counted in one.
So the desire came
to Upapati in Mathura. When Krishna entered Mathura,
yes,
to kill Krishna.
That's right. The wives were on the rooftops and windows looking.
Yes, but Pati in Mathura?
Mathura mein Mathi. Rup Goswami and Jeev Goswami has told that Satyabhama Rukmini are the same in Mathura.
And Pati in Vrindavan?
Sometimes, somewhere in Puran, it is written that Dwarka was married from Mathura.
That's why warfare was?
Marriage took place in Mathura.
Rukmini was married at Mathura when Krishna was at Mathura. And some.
I think sometimes they may, you mentioned they may go back and forth. But then Pati in Vrindavan.
Though Sarvakaptaini, some of them not a real Pati, but like Pati. By
as one example.
Some gopis, not
the mood is like the
mood
party.
Is like. But yet they are upapati. But they yet want that Krishna may be.
They have that
the idea, abhiman.
They pray to Katayana.
Katayana and Krishna himself recognizes them. So they knew as the abhiman that Krishna is also always there, but not actually married. Only garland, Gandharva Viva. Gandharva Viva?
You told us, yes.
In Jaivadharma, it is also there. He knows everything, you can ask him.
You had a question about...
He has remembrance more than you. I forget everything, but he does not forget.
When you see me, you remember my Guru Maharaj.
You had a question about Lalita and Vishakha not wanting to be group leaders?
They were group leaders.
Yeah, so
but they do not have any abhiman that they are group. But yet they were. Eight Sakhi were
all group leaders.
Naika. And Lalitan Gan, Vishakha Gan, Chitra Gan, and eight Sakhi. And more than this,
but they have no
Anand Manjari. No, actual. Yeah. They wanted to meet Radha and Krishna. But Bhatra, Shyamala,
Pali Sadhya.
No, Pali Sadhya like Vishakha of Srinivas. Prakaura Kicha, Kotha Kicha. Kicho.
We read in Ujjana Nilamani that the relationship of Subal and Krishna had many of the intimacies of even conjugal love, meaning that he was so intimate in dealing with Krishna's conjugal love with the gopis and knowing that he was... It was very deep like that. So what is how
Krishna used to send Subal,
yes,
to do avisar with Krishna. So sometimes in the night he used to go to Radhika. And anyhow by Ishara means by any what that he should come make ishara mane ki hare ishara
indication
gupta
hidden indication hint.
Anyhow, tells to Radhika, not directly, not going there, anyhow by any means, by Sakhi, that he is waiting for Srimati Radhika. wants to meet, Krishna wants to meet her. Madhur madhur nishayam jyotirud bhasitayam cinta kusum suvasa klipta karpurubhusa suval sukham upeta suval sakha upeta dutika nasthasta. In the night, in Purna Chandra, Purna Chandra means Purnima, wearing white dress, white everything, white pillar, everything, Mukha white, no manjis, no manjis.